Welcome to Circle of Hearts Radio. Journey with Grandmother Aliyah as she enters her magical world of relics, sacred sites, and ancient crystal skulls. Meet with exciting trailblazer authors and individuals shifting the consciousness of humanity. Send her your questions to be answered on air on her monthly segment, Ask the Oracle. And now your host, Grandmother Aliyah, in the sanctuary on the airwaves on Om Times Radio.
Welcome, Circle Hearts Radio. I'm Aliyah, and thank you for joining us today. It's kind of a crazy day, I think. As always, I dedicate this year, the second Sunday, to the water movement. Now, the last time, I'm always laughing. Jim Petrosic always calls us the gray hairs. Well, this gray hair must have had a dyslexic moment, and she gave the wrong number to Tasha. So we have Tasha back with us today. And, I'm laughing. I'm like, oh, jeez. And we're going to update and discuss the truth about this water movement. Tasha is a board member of Sanctuaries of the Earth Mother nonprofit, and this information is being presented with hopes that you'll be inspired to help protect our invaluable water. Let's protect it, our fresh water, from ultimate destruction. Peaceful protests are happening all over the country, and be discerning and, add your voice, to support them. Basically, we're really saying, the water movement saying, one people, one color, one blood. We're all brothers and sisters, and it's time we stand up in this world, one pipeline at a time. This is only the beginning. The water movement. We've moved from the craziness of Standing Rock kind of falling apart, not by its choice. And Tasha, you're the young ones, as we call them. Us gray hairs are handing it off to you guys. What do you think? I mean, what kind of positive input can you inspire people with?
Well, I think that that some people get overwhelmed when they come into this information, and I think one of the biggest things we can do is try to not get overwhelmed and understand that we're not in this alone, and Standing Rock is just one big example of how everyone now is coming together, and it's not just the gray hairs or just the youngins or, everyone in between. It's everyone, and it's all colors. It's all people in all walks of life. And so the biggest thing is just coming together and accepting, all of our differences, because even though in this external world we all seem different, we're all one. And I think that's one thing that this Water is Life movement is bringing to fruition, is that this illusion of separateness is an illusion. And so as we continue to come together, that's just going to become more and more apparent.
I know the timing is good. If you could say the timing is good, that people are becoming aware, they're accepting it, they're saying, oh, no.
But definitely.
The feeling of overwhelmed is really, really true. The perfect words. I don't think I even know when I was talking to Jim, I didn't realize the extent of the mess that we're in.
It is a huge mess, but throughout any of the chaos and all the mess comes the other side of that, and that's where the harmony and the unity comes in, and kind of more of an open-mindedness, and instead of thinking that where we are right now, dependent on fossil fuels, and that there is no hope to get away from it, we kind of got to switch our mindsets. That's the old way of thinking. I kind of came up with a saying today: the old way of thinking is the oil way of thinking, and that's this is not where we can be anymore. That exact type of thinking is what is slowly killing us. It's making us dependent. It's destroying our earth, which is ultimately killing ourselves. And we're disconnected. And like I said, living in an illusion. And so this Water is Life movement is waking people up. And we're starting to realize that we need each other and we can't do this on our own. And it's time to let go of our preconceived assumptions and beliefs and begin adopting these new ways of this new earth that is coming to fruition. And this involves the merging of the masculine and feminine energies, living a little less with our subconscious and moving more towards a conscious way of living. And we can feel and see the shift happening right now in front of our eyes, with Standing Rock and the Water is Life movement and all the other protests and people who are stepping up who wouldn't have done anything before. So it is happening. It's happening whether or not, you know, others wanted to or not. So I'm really excited to see it happening.
Are people losing interest? I know Standing Rock was really, they kicked open the door.
I don't know if people are losing interest. I think some go into fear and, you know, they lose sight of what Standing Rock actually did. Some people may think of it as a loss, but really it's not. It was just the beginning. It was necessary. And if you try to move out of fear and stay in trust and stay in the momentum that Standing Rock created, then it's easier to just stay involved and not lose hope.
I was going to say, I think that's absolutely well said. You know, first of all, when I listen to somebody like Tasha speak, I have all kinds of trust and belief that we can overcome this. Because a lot of the young people now, they get it, and they're not going to sit still. So I know we can win this. Standing Rock is an enormous success, in my opinion. The world is aware of it and watching us. The energies have been created. The four colors have come together, and our working is one. Perfect? No, of course not. There's been issues and problems. There always will be. We're human beings. But a lot of the Standing Rock people are in Washington, D.C. this weekend, and I'm hearing from people there that they're feeling the same amazing energy they felt when we were all up at Standing Rock. So I think Tasha's, you know, spot on. I think some people are walking away. They're getting fearful. You know, in our big group, we have 137,400 people. Now, for the last 4 days, I've had it 330 people with myself and other administrators. We've lost 310 people. So what we're seeing is a shift. You've got some new people coming in, I think, who totally understand we have to carry this to a new level. This has to be about a movement. All the protests functioning as one. You've got other people who are kind of walking away and saying, oh, well, this is over. So our job is keep attracting the ones who understand. Okay, next step, next step, next step.
What is the next step? I mean, I know, Jim, that you're, you know, I don't know if you're still in Florida. I've been watching your live, you know, your live presentations. I think that's a pretty good idea.
That's the peacock relatives.
Oh,
well, there with us today.
Well, that's good.
You know, you speak of what is the next step, and, you know, I don't think there's just one step. There's many, many steps, and Again, I don't want people to feel overwhelmed and feel like they have to do every single one of these steps. And because once you start trying to do everything, it makes you not want to do nothing. So, you know, there's a few things that I wanted to talk about today. And feel free to, you know, stop me, step in whenever, Jim, and, you know, add to this.
No, I mean, that's fine. I think we'll only have a commercial break, and, you know, it's like every 15 minutes. But just talk, and then
okay.
We'll continue.
Yeah, okay? Definitely. So I just, you know, when we consciously choose to step out of our minds and into our hearts, we can feel all of these things that we're talking about to be true. And, you know, people all over the world are feeling this, and this feeling is raising this vibration, like Jim was just mentioning, the energy is rising, and these new ways of thinking and being are expanding this new awareness, and it's bringing us together, and it's beginning to open up this new world where we can embrace new alternatives and step out of the old and embrace change, because it's constant, or the world is constantly changing, and so no wonder our old ways, the oil ways, are no longer working, because we're constantly evolving, and in order for our species and, you know, the species of the planet and the planet to survive, we need to change. And so what options do we have, and how do we start to make a change? There's many different things we can do in switching our old habits and our own mindsets into this kind of higher state and harmony with the earth. I think one of the best ways is to start by looking at the alternatives that we have out there, and don't limit ourselves to just oil. That's not the only thing that's out there that can supply, you know, this modern lifestyle that we've created. And so I think we should look into, you know, different types of fuel to power our cars. There's many different options out there now. There's ethanol, methanol, biodiesel is a great choice. I do have to mention there's this beautiful documentary on Netflix called Pump, P-U-M-P. It is highly informative and gives an excellent explanation of kind of our addiction to oil and the different alternatives that are out there, like ethanol and biodiesel, that can effectively begin the change to the succession of oil out of the mainstream. The website for this documentary is fuelfreedom.org, and I definitely suggest checking it out. There are tons of information on there.
Okay, we'll continue in a few minutes.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo. We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day. People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything. I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at EmbraceRefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
we continue with Tasha, I was thinking, you know, the words with overwhelmed and fear. Is that the...
Sorry, what did you just say?
I said, you know, you brought up the words of overwhelmed and fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people feel that, I mean, I don't know in other countries. I mean, I'm sure that you have more input what's going on. It doesn't seem like anything is being resolved, whether you look at Flint or you look at some of these other pipelines that are breaking, or even Standing Rock. It seems like everybody's feeling, what's the purpose of even trying? Because, you know, we're being pushed back constantly. So what's your feedback on that?
That's a perfect lead-in to one of my new favorite sayings, that resistance equals persistence. And so that's why I kind of bring up these alternative things that I feel like people can be doing along with the protesting and, you know, getting the word out there and becoming informed and conscious, is that we need to switch and change our mindsets, because the more that we resist, the more that these, you know, corporate powers are just going to persist. And so we need all sides of this. It's not just one side that needs to be focused on. And so, you know, we definitely need our peaceful warriors who are out there on the front line, like Jim and Sue are doing now, and, you know, out there informing others and getting the word out and, you know, talking to senators and, you know, spreading the word in any way that you can. But there's also those of us who are not able to do that, or they don't feel that that's really within their calling. So I want people to embrace that there's more than one way to affect this, and to maybe focus on one or two of these ways, and move on from there, instead of becoming overwhelmed with all this stuff you need to do and all these things that need to be done. And there's, you know, because I didn't put this effort in, these battles aren't being won. And that's not the case. Everything is going to happen as it is supposed to. We just got to kind of shift our focus and stay out of fear and just know that, you know, we're all in this together. And sometimes it's easy to feel small when you think, you know, it's just little old me trying to change the world. But, I mean, when you think about ants, one little ant can't build a castle out of sand, but you put millions of them together and they build this beautiful fortress that they all live in. So that's kind of what we're doing right now with this Water is Life movement. We're trying to get all of the soldiers in every realm, whether it's, you know, your focus is right there on the front lines, or whether you want to focus on, you know, bringing groups together and sharing this information online, or if you want to, you know, look into these alternative, as I was speaking of before, alternative energy for the fuel that we do, that we use, and also, you know, looking into alternative forms of power, electricity, solar, wind, water. There's so many possibilities out there. We just haven't fully changed our focus yet. We're a little too stuck in the oil that, you know, has helped produce this amazing economy. But it's time for change, and it's slowly killing us now, and we're noticing it. So that's where the Water is Life movement comes in.
Well, I was going to say, I was wondering, like, personally, I've been interested in solar, but the thing is, even the companies, I mean, they either, you know, I've seen some programs in Jersey, oh, for seniors, you know, you can get, you know, free panels, and they lock you into a 20-year contract. Now, if you're older... You know, 20 years is a long time.
Yeah,
and then
it's kind
if you decide, well, yeah, then if you decide you want to move, well, you have to pay up on the contract. It's not transferable. So even solar has some issues, from what I've been seeing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always going to be the battles. And the thing about renewable energy is that they do try and make it a little difficult because, the big corporations don't want people switching. As people make the switch, it brings a little bit more of the energy and concentration to these smaller companies and or to the people who are using this new energy. And yes, there are the companies out there that make it hard, but there are thousands of companies now switching to solar, different types of solar energy that they offer. And I do believe that there are ways to get around, you know, those big companies that try and lock you in for 20 years and all of this. I think that's a little bit slipping into fear. It comes with doing research and being informed. And I know that there are some companies out there, too, that, you know, they offer to install the solar panels for free. You get all your, you know, utilities and stuff paid for 3 to 5 years, and eventually it pays for the solar panels, and then you're set. Then they release you from the contract, and you have unlimited power for off the grid. Because if you think about it, what if all the power lines fell off the lines and there was no more power, and they just decided, we're not going to turn on the power today. We're not going to turn on the power for a month. Everyone who doesn't have, you know, an alternative solar or even a generator or something, you know, you're not going to have any heat. You're not going to have any lights. You're not going to have any refrigerator to keep your food to keep your food going. And so, you know, all these things come up, and you're like, okay, they really have so much control. And so it's a shifting of energy and power.
It definitely is. And like I said, some company I see in Europe, they're far more on board with solar than we are. I'm just looking at the things that I look around my area in New Jersey.
We're a little behind the curve.
We have a huge field in back. We considered, put solar panels there, right? And it's open. It's surrounded by a lot of trees, but the field is open, you know, direct sunlight. They said, well, you got to cut down your trees. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not cutting down any trees. it's some of the companies really, at least in this state, and I have no problem saying that because I've been doing a lot of researching into it, have a lot to, you know, redirect. You know, it's like get rid of the power thing going on, how much is going in your pocket and PSE&G and wherever you are, but be more with the nature, you know, work with the environment.
And again, it's new, and they're trying, and I think that the more that people are interested in it and put, you know, their energy into it, into researching it, funding it, figuring out how to make it work. Most of us have a house with a roof with, you know, some area on the roof that it's not being used and is affected by the sun for the most part. You don't have to think about, you know, chopping down a bunch of trees to use solar. There's plenty of buildings all over the city where solar panels could be installed. And there's even talk about there's a solar roadway, I think. Is it in Sweden or Switzerland? For some reason, my brain gets those two mixed up, but they're starting to install solar sidewalks and solar roadways and generating power for whole, you know, city blocks that way. So there are these alternatives. It's just where is our money being invested? And that brings me to another thing that I do want to mention for just a minute, that where do you put your money, your hard-earned money? And a lot of us put them into banks. And do we really think about on a daily basis where that money is being used? Not really. And so it's time to start thinking, where do we keep our money? And so a lot of banks, there's actually like 32 or so who are invested in the Dakota Access Pipeline. They've invested over $5 billion in the pipeline. And where do you think they get that money? They get that money from us. And so one of the biggest things that we can do to switch where our energy is coming from is to switch where we put our money. And I do have a list that I wanted to go over quickly of these banks, just in case any of our listeners have their money in there. And I just highly, highly suggest looking into divesting from these banks that support these pipelines and move your money into a more local credit union, you know, do some research on the bank. See who's investing in solar energy. I know that there's Alpine Bank here in Colorado, and they do a lot of investing in solar panels and different alternative energies and stuff. So they are out there. And, you know, it's just about opening your heart and opening your eyes and doing some research and taking some time to notice these things. So the list of banks that are helping the Dakota Pipeline be built are the Bank of Nova Scotia, Citizens Bank, Commercia Bank, U.S. Bank, PNC Bank, Barclay, Chase, Royal Bank of Canada, UBS, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Community Trust, HSBC Bank, Wells Fargo, SunTrust, BBVA Compass, Bank of Tokyo, Citibank, TD Securities, ABN AMRO Capital, ING Bank, Boehner LB.
Oh, continue that.
They're just so inconvenient.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com. And change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello. Join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear, and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Getting back to Tasha, these are ones that are investing. They're investing in the pipeline, or
these are the companies supporting the pipeline. So divesting from these banks will take the head of the black snake, like the Sioux mentioned, and what they call the pipelines. These are the banks funding that that black snake. And so on all the black snakes all over the country. And so in order to cut off the head, which the head is the funding, because without money, there's no pipeline. And it's kind of ironic that, you know, in order to have these pipelines that are going to make these companies lots and lots of money, they need money. So, yeah, the banks that I was listing, and there's just a few more I want to throw out there just in case any of our listeners have them. The other ones are going to be the ING Bank, Boehner LB, ICBC London, and a Societe Generale. So those are the ones I have listed that are supporting the Dakota Pipeline. And so if you have money in any of those banks, I highly, highly suggest taking the time and effort to switch your accounts to somewhere local, because every dollar counts. And so if they don't have funding, they can't build. And that's just the Dakota Access Pipeline. So I also highly suggest looking into the bank that you currently have and seeing where they spend their money, because there's also the Keystone XL Pipeline, the Sable Trail Pipeline, all these other pipelines popping up, and they're being funded somehow. So that is one big thing that I do suggest listeners to look into. Spread the word. Ask your friends who they bank with. Look into local community credit unions who are doing something good for your community.
Somewhere over $3 billion has already been pulled out of banks that are supporting the Dakota Pipeline. That's a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
So the more we do that, you know, people just don't know. I'll talk to people all the time, and they're like, well, these darn oil companies shoving these pipelines through, how the heck are we going to stop them? Well, who do you bank with? Well, I keep my money with Wells Fargo. I said, well, you're paying for those pipelines. So, you know, we got to educate ourselves.
Okay. When I was listening to them, I'm going, all of them are on the East Coast. All these big New York City things.
Yep.
I got them.
Yep. But, you know, there's a lot of reasons for hope, too. So I don't want this to sound just totally negative, like we've said each time we've done a show. We're sitting here today at this fair, Green Frog Moon Festival Fair, on sacred land in St. Petersburg, Florida. This is a land that's been Native American land for generations. There was a village here. It's preserved now in a preservation trust, and the people who run it still invite all the indigenous people to come and use it, and everyone else to come and use it. So it's an incredibly powerful spot. We've been here for the 2 days, and I'm just paying attention to what is coming together. Now, just this morning, Sue and I were talking with Tasha for a while on the phone, which is always uplifting, because she's full of energy. And we were talking a little bit about this radio show and then some other things we're all doing. I hung up from that, and Adam Dubin showed up. He's a big water is life person here in Florida. He knows everything that's going on in Florida, water-wise. Maybe not everything, but he knows a good portion of it. He's out there every day as his part of this, fighting for the waters here. We have with us Nick Joseph. He's been with us a few days. Nick is from Pittsburgh. He walked away from his job and other things to go around. He was at Standing Rock. Now he's here helping. He's looking at new ways. I thought he might be here to talk, but we've got like five things going on at once here. He's looking at ways to have people go out and document things that the pipeline companies are doing that are illegal in putting in the pipes. And then they send them to the agencies, and then the agencies are actually taking them to court. So we've got a ton of things going on. I gave the opening blessing this morning. I was honored to be asked. And I looked out in the audience, and there's some elders I know of different colors. White, red, black, and yellow were all in the audience. A grandmother came up to me afterwards. She said, I've been following you guys for a long time. I used to be out there as an activist. Now I'm in my late 80s, so I'm not as agile, but I'm still supporting. And, you know, I could go on and on and on. The connections are being made at a level I've never really seen. When we go back to Colorado in a week or so, we're bringing back a lot of information and a lot of connections. And then we have others in Colorado, like Tasha, Jody, some others who are doing some great work there. So I think if we just keep going at it, you know, I like what Tasha said. It's just, you can't get discouraged. We have to keep going at it. I love her new slogan, the old ways are the oil ways. That's so true. I would add to it maybe, the old ways are the oiled ways. Let's see the light. But, you know, it's, we just got to keep at it. We will win this, no matter what. These super rich, super powerful folks make up about 1% of the world's population. If you throw in all of the, oh, I'm not going to be politically correct, all of the goon squads and the police squads and everything else that they've bought and paid for, you've got 3% of the population. That leaves 97% who are people like you and I who know we need to drink the water, who know we need to grow crops that are healthy to eat. And so we just have to keep motivating more and more of those people. Thanks to some of our current elected officials, we are getting a lot more people stand up.
Do you think you could ever foresee maybe a council of states, people involved in the environment? You know, like you said, the people are popping up. You had Adam in Florida. You were, let's say, put you back in Colorado, right? Then you have this other gentleman from Pittsburgh. You know, just dawned on me, if you, each state had a representative, someone that's watching over the waters to kind of bring everything together.
Well, you know, again, that's one step. Yeah. Again, I'll go back to what Tasha's been saying, and I want to turn it back over to her, but if that's one step. Each of these things are one step. We cannot expect any one step to be successful. We kind of cannot expect any one protest to be successful. They're going to squash it. But if we all stand up together, and Tasha was listing some of them, we could go on for 20 minutes listing the various pipelines that are going in that people are now standing up against. We need to connect. We need to be joined. We need to be a movement. We cannot be parochial. We cannot say, well, it's not Florida, so I'm not going to worry about it. Or it's not Pennsylvania, I'm not going to worry about it. That's a menu for lack of success. What do you think, Tasha?
Well, I mean, as you're saying, there are many avenues that we as a people can take as action against these forces. And although, yes, one protest or one action may not be enough, I still want to urge people to not get overwhelmed and think they have to do 10 things in order to make it work. I say focus on two or three things here or there that you can do, and that energy enough will add to everyone else doing it too. We just got to keep taking action against these evil forces, and we can't keep continuing to be puppets in their race to the top. I mean, will we continue to choose to be dumbed down and materialistic and unconscious about our lifestyles and, you know, raping and pillaging this earth and, you know, have no hope for our future generations just for, you know, a moment in the spotlight or just for that new fancy car? I mean, is it really worth it, you know? I wish I had a better way to say that.
It's reality.
You know, and it kind of brings
really
me. True. Sorry, go ahead.
No. I was just saying. I really think it's reality. You know, people have to put priorities straight. You can have a car, but if you don't have any water, you don't have any life. You don't have any.
Exactly. So, you know, along with choosing where our money is invested and to become more informed and, you know, to get all the facts straight, one of the other most important things that we can begin doing right now, today, in this present moment, since it's really all we have anyways, I mean, number one, let's all take a couple of deep breaths. Because, like I said, some of this information can be very overwhelming and disheartening and can bring fear, and it stirs up a lot of feelings inside of us and can scare us back into our shells, making us feel insignificant and powerless. But that's exactly how they want us to feel, which is why, you know, the mainstream media outlets report nothing but negative, scary, horrible things going on around the globe, because they don't want us to focus on the good and the positive and the great things that are coming from the unity and harmony that we're experiencing through this movement. And again, remember to breathe, because sometimes the stuff going around us can be too much, but we have to rise above the fear. And today, in this moment, is the day to begin connecting with our true inner selves, this higher self that is being brought out through this unity and this movement that has been covered up with layers and layers of social programming and distraction and hype. And none of it's real. What's real is the connection we all have, you know, and this earth that brings us here. And most of us have been so sucked into the system that we don't take enough time to take care of ourselves, not realizing that how we treat ourselves affects how we treat each other and the planet. And so, you know, one of my last points is, yes, let's do as much as we can out here, but let's also look inside. Because if we don't care about ourselves, how can we care about the planet and each other? And it makes me think about the saying, you know, you can't love others unless you love yourself. So we not only need to begin letting go of these things that no longer serve us and switch our focus towards these alternatives in our outer environment, we also need to look inside our souls. When was the last time you truly took some time to be by yourself without the influence of your phone or computer or friends or family? Do we really know who we actually are? And I think this is one of the underlying reasons that the world is in so much chaos right now, because there's those of us who are still stuck in that, and then there's those of us who are coming out and see all this crazy stuff that doesn't even make any sense.
Boy, that was quick. All right, we'll continue.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Hey, this is Reva McIntyre, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Oh, I know this hour is going quick, and that's why I'm glad we're doing all this a week. So.
I was almost done with that last thought there. if you don't mind, if I take just 2 minutes to finish that real quick, and then we can move on. Bringing people inner, because like I said, coming out is important, but you definitely got to go inside, because we've kind of lost sight of our true selves, the nature of spirit and the universe that dwells really deep inside of us. And if we are more focused on our inner state, our formless state, rather than this form-driven external reality, we would realize, much like the natives do, that we are more powerful than we think, and we have more influence on the world around us than we could ever possibly imagine. And so I have a few other things, but I'll pass it over to you guys, and this world of self-love and self-care and compassion and positive self-talk and prayer can go a long way to improving the quality of life and the vibration that this planet has, and all this effort that's being put into this new Earth that is being formed.
The Gemini call you younger generation, and there's actually a generation younger than you that's starting to step out. You know, I've seen a lot of these 12-year-olds, younger, older, saying, making wonderful talks and they, you know, big councils, then you're destroying our world. I mean, when I just saw a video the other day, excuse me, of a 12-year-old girl letting all these old people have it. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And how do we support the young ones coming up? Because, you know, one day you're going to be the gray hairs too.
I think that comes into family and kind of the older generations who have these younger kids, involving them in the protests. And all the energy that they are expending into this movement, it needs to be passed down to the younger generations, because we can't undermine them simply because of their age. They are smart. They feel so much more than we do, because they haven't yet been corrupted by this outer world. You know, they feel so much more with their hearts, and they can show us and teach us a lot about how to come into our hearts and how to really feel and get involved with this. So, I just say to families and everyone, involve the kids. I don't care if your kid is 3 or 4 years old. Involve them. You know, they feel the energy. This world is energy. It's all it is, vibrating at a different frequency. And so every little bit is influential.
And I noticed, I don't know if corporations or people help or investors help. I see young people all over the world finding ways to clean up the oceans with the plastic. Or they're creating these amazing things. You know, I'm just hoping that, you know, they're getting the sponsorship that they need, or they just be thought, no, we don't want that, so we're going to kind of push them away.
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely going up against the big corporate giants. But I do think that...
Right.
Go ahead.
No. I was waiting for you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. They are going up against the big corporate giants like everybody else, but I think that the younger generations are extremely influential and inspiring. And, you know, especially when you start getting the thoughts of, oh, it's just little me. I mean, this, you know, little 12-year-old girl just did all this amazing things for her community because she felt it in her heart. And that's one of the biggest things, is feeling it deep inside yourself. Because we need the warriors on the front line shedding the light where there once was darkness. We need the people who can take the money out of their banks and invest in something, you know, more local and focus on the renewable and alternative energies, which we can also share with our kids. Show them that, yes, you know, right now we use oil to power our cars, but look at these other things that we could be using. We do need to involve them. I'm very happy you brought them up, because sometimes I feel like they get undermined a little bit. Were you going to say something, Jim?
Nope, sorry. I had this, the mic on. And...
So, yeah, I just, you know, involving everyone, not undermining anyone, getting, don't get overwhelmed. Breathe. Let go of the stress and the anxiety and fear that some of this, you know, tries to block you from your power, but let's step into a higher vibration of trust, unity, and harmony, like this movement is creating. And let's feel more connected with our surroundings, because separation is an illusion and that we have accepted for so long. And in order to transition into this new earth where we can literally have heaven on earth, we must truly accept that everyone and everything is one. Accept change, embrace it, because there is no end to it. Much like there is no end to the power within our universal souls. We are limitless, eternal, and we are love.
The media, like you said, is important, I think, because people are very visual, or they need instantaneous information, you know, whether it's the internet. So you mentioned one film. So if you can even give me these links or things that we can put out. Like I said, my one radio page is just purely for this, you know, particular version of the show.
Yes.
You know, the water movement.
I will definitely send that.
And how's your documentary going?
Go ahead.
Slow.
One of you?
Yeah, it's going slow.
Huh?
Well, you know, it's funny because, again, we try to do this amongst ourselves, because it's really hard to go out to, we've been talking about it here for the hour, but the super rich, the oil companies, the mega corporations, they own the politicians, they own the banks, they own the media. So it's really hard to go raise money from any of those sources anymore. So we've been self-funding a lot of things, and we really have not had the kind of response to the documentary that I hope we did or would. So we're looking at it to see how else we might fund the documentary, because we do need other ways to get them out there. You're absolutely right. Again, social media hits about 33% of the population. We want 100%. So we will find ways to do that. You know, there's other sources we'll give you. Sue and I, by coincidence, because we were there to talk, ended up doing a Pachamama Alliance training last Saturday, and they had some amazing videos. Now, they'll scare you to death if you just take them for the darkness they could be, but then the whole training shifts into exactly what Tasha's doing here. Okay, do we want to just sit down, put our head in the sand and say we're dead, or are we going to take action and change this? So those are the things people do need to see. You're absolutely right. Most people are visual. I'm not sure how else we do this.
I do want to mention that documentary again. It is called Pump, P-U-M-P, like oil pump. Many of us have Netflix. I highly, highly suggest watching it. It is so informative and very inspiring to, you know, start making the switch. And I'll send you the links for sure, but the website is fuelfreedom.org. So it's not too hard to remember, and definitely worth checking out. Lots of beautiful information on there. So,
yeah, like I said, I'll put it in reference to the show. So that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to find a way of gathering information. You know, not, excuse me, I'm losing my voice here today. Not to, you know, this is not, hey, promote the show. No, this is making it a space where somebody's interested. They say, oh, I can go look at this and reference, you know, here and there. So that's why I rely on you sending me these, you know, different things
okay.
that you want, you know, to be put out there.
Will do.
So your basic steps just for the now. I know, you know, we'll be ending the show in 5 minutes. Give me 5 basic steps. I know that you can just take in the now after taking a deep breath. So it's sort of like recouping your whole hour talk.
Yeah, definitely.
Besides breathe.
So everyone take a breath. And don't allow yourself to get overwhelmed. I think that's number one. Don't get overwhelmed. If you want to be involved in whatever way speaks to your heart. Whether that's being a warrior on the front line, taking your money somewhere else and divesting from the banks supporting the pipelines and going local, supporting local business, local farms, local products, just being more conscious. So that would be number one. Number two, I think there was a couple numbers in there. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, what, you know, I'm not limiting you or
yeah.
I'm going to let you talk and move on my voice.
You're fine. Get involved, be informed, and try to do all of this without judgment. And the preconceived notions and assumptions. Let them go.
Oh, not word letting go. And then the whole thing is, we can always come back. Be the change that you want
be
in the world.
Be the change you wish to see in the world. Yes.
Natasha, I really do thank you. I'm sorry if I sound like a gravelly whatever at the moment.
You're fine. Thank you so much for having me.
But thank you for both. And please send me the links. So until next week.
I will.
I have a voice. Take care.
Thank you so much for your time.